touch with Michigan and the world.
All right, welcome back to it, 45 after the hour. I need to get to the bottom of something, so I had to have Dan Kish in here, the Senior Vice President at the Institute for Energy Research. Dan, welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
You've been on vacation for a while or something.
Mm-hmm. No, we just haven't talked. I wish I had been on vacation. I've just been, watching the madness like everybody else.
Well, there you go. All right, so riddle me this, Batman. How is it that I'm paying $2.50 a gallon for gasoline and oil's still, way down at, very low levels in the 40s still? Why am I still paying so much?
Well, it varies from place to place around the country. I can't tell you exactly. Is that what you're doing, $2.50?
Yeah, right now. And, the last time oil was this low, we were paying $1.80. I'm confused.
Yeah. Well, you had a problem. You had a problem with a refinery that feeds a lot of y'all in Indiana, but I think that's been taken care of. So I don't
know.
That's
been weeks ago. Yeah, I don't know. We're just, I just feel like, no matter which way we turn, and of course they want to raise taxes on gasoline here and everywhere else because gas is low, so it's time to jump in and throw more taxes on the pile. But let me ask you about this.
The good news is, I think you're going to see lower prices, but. Anyway.
Well, I hope you're right. Lower prices temporarily until they can tack more taxes on, of course.
Well, that's you guys just dodge a bullet because you were able to vote on it, but they'll figure out some other way.
Well, exactly. We just had a study released here on the program from Utah State University saying real personal income has fallen by $15 billion. That happened in 2013. Each family here in Michigan making about $4,000 less per year. Non-farm employment has fallen. The state's unemployment rate is up by 10%, 25,000 people not with jobs in Michigan, all related to the renewable portfolio standards, better known as windmills and solar panels here in the state. And yet, we could look at lessons like states of from California and elsewhere that continue to punish themselves financially with out-of-control energy costs, and it seems like we don't learn anything by watching.
Well, there's a disconnect, and frankly, folks ought to look at themselves in the mirror here. One of the things that we find out is that by polling and focus groups is that Americans respond to pollsters by saying that they really like this renewable energy stuff, wind and solar. Obviously, they aren't asked if they also like the higher prices that go with it. But we've talked about this before. Germany pays three times as much for their electricity as we do. So take your electric bill, triple it, and that's where we're headed because that's what they're doing over there. That's what they've decided to do. And, at some point, people have got to wake up. Just because something sounds good, just because a pet rock is on sale and it looks cute and you think it might, doesn't mean you invest your fortune in it and make your life dependent upon the sale of pet rocks. And that's what's going on.
Well, now the guy that invented pet rocks, that guy did well, but after that, not so much.
Well, usually that's the way it is. That's what Tom Steyer is doing. This billionaire that's running around. He was sitting with Nancy Pelosi when the Pope was addressing Congress because he's decided to make all his money on green energy, so he wants to make another billion there.
Well, he is making his money on green energy and pounding these regulations down the throats of the rest of the world, telling it's for our own good. He's here to save the planet, is Tom Steyer.
Yeah.
He's here to say that green is good. Well, the only green he's concerned about is the green that he's folding up and stuffing in his pocket.
Well, and Steve, in addition, our politicians, they seem to go along with this stuff without questioning. How would you go into a business? How would you go into a business, for example, in Michigan and decide that, well, I'm just going to take the more expensive forms of energy and use them to make my products and somehow compete with my the folks who are trying to do something without doing that. And that's when your government officials actually do this and they just mouth this pap, it's time to give them a wake-up call. The fact of the matter is this country's growth is just stagnating and yet energy prices and electric prices are going up. Something is wrong.
Well, and we've come to this conclusion long ago, but when the government is involved with picking winners and losers, some may win, some may lose, but I guarantee you this, the taxpayer always loses. Always. I mean, look how badly we did on General Motors. Look how badly we've done on other, you know, investments by the government. We don't even stand a chance.
Well, ultimately, when the government decides who's going to win and who's going to lose, in essence, those decisions are made in places like Washington and Lansing, and the people who have the most access to those people make those decisions. When you and I make them, I mean, you and I make good and bad decisions all the time, and there are 300-plus million people in this country who do the same thing. What we do is we learn from our neighbors and our friends, well, gee, that makes sense. Hey, that's a way to save energy. That makes economic sense. But when the government does it, it's because of political connections, whether it's Tom Steyer or, you know, the local utility, and in the case of Michigan. And that's what we have to guard against. And that's why people have to give up this, you know, give up this really crazy abiding belief that somehow people in the government are smarter than we are. That's what you're agreeing to when you say, well, let the government sort it out.
I don't have that belief, Dan.
Oh, I know, but you and I both know that.
Stop right there.
Half the stuff that they teach in the schools, you know. Oh, yeah, these people are smart. They've got experts. I live in Washington, D.C. I've told you before, these people are no smarter than anybody who's listening to your radio station. In fact, most of them couldn't find their way to the bathroom.
Well, and there's no question about that. They could, well, they could, because their entourage would get them there. You know, they've got, you know, their people. But them on their own, you know, without a teleprompter, without cue cards, without notes, good luck, good Lord.
Well, that's right. I mean, they're good at getting nice-looking haircuts and going on TV. But beyond that, when it comes to really making important decisions, the people that ought to make those decisions are the people sitting around their living room tables and, you know, figuring out the family budget, not some person who thinks he's smarter than everyone else.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of arrogance and a lot of narcissism up there, my friend.
Indeed, but you've got
don't be such a stranger. Yeah, don't be such a stranger, my friend. Dan Kish, everybody. Greatly appreciate it, Dan.
Thanks, Steve.
He is the Vice President, Senior Vice President of the Institute for Energy Research. It's Tuesday on the Steve Gerber Show. Welcome to it.